Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me if you got a question or want to chat about something, have a problem or whatever. It's just 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's products, the probiotics and the Chia Omega products. I take both and am very big on them. I recommend that you look into it. You can go to essentialformulas.com to get more information about the both of them. One other thing that you'll find on my Facebook, and we've been talking about the fact that there's a lot of activity over there, especially about this article the fellow wrote about a flu solution rather than a flu shot. But the other thing is a new friend of mine, through one of my golf buddies, has introduced me to something that I'm pretty keen on, and I just wanted everybody to see it and know about it. And we've put some information on the website about it. It's called the Chimney Box. I'm a fire freak in a good way, I guess, and that is I like fireplaces indoors and out. We have a big fireplace outdoors. A lot of you have seen the photographs of some of the outdoor parts of our garden. But what this person has come up with is made out of steel. It's portable. It's heavy, but it's portable. It's designed beautifully, the way it breathes and the whole deal. But you can move it around easily, too. But thechimneybox.com is where you can go to see about it. But there's information on Facebook. That's the easiest place. You can see the one in our backyard. And it is a very efficient. It double burns the smoke, so there's not a lot of smoke, so it's green from that standpoint, if you care about that. But it's just a really, really cool kind of thing to have. It's not a cheap kind of a thing. It's a serious piece of gear. I think it's a value, though, that you ought to look at. Check it out. See what you think. Let's see what else. Oh, the other thing is Yoga Mike and I, tech helper, have put together, actually he did it, I told him what I wanted and he did it, another slideshow for you for the members. And the one that has been for the members will go to the public now, and it was the Henry Moore sculptor, the visit to Henry Moore's place. It may still be just under the members, but it's about to change because this next one will come on, and then it'll be in the members area for a while, and it's kind of a funny one. It is actually a slideshow of a portion. I didn't put the whole thing in there because it was too long, but it's a portion of a summer problems course that I and two of my buddies from Texas Tech did when we were juniors in college. We lived in Charlotte Amalie and St. Thomas. We lived in a house. You'll see a picture of it in the slideshow. That didn't have any screens on the windows and didn't have any cold water. And even though you think it's a tropical place, it ought to have warm water, comes from cisterns and is cold. So we had some very interesting insects and various other things in the house. But the main part of the show is this problems course about the plants of the Virgin Islands. And they were primarily plants of St. Thomas. We went over to St. John a little bit, didn't spend much time in St. Croix, but interesting shots. They were taken a long time ago with a camera that my phone now will run circles around. And then at the end, you'll see how we made headlines in the local newspaper as being Texans that did something. Turns out wasn't all that unusual, but they thought it was in the beginning. The one thing that we did do that I didn't get any photographs of at all that I really regret is that our boss had a friend. Well, that's how we got the pink house that you'll see in the slideshow. We rented it. And by the way, it was $170 a month with no hot water and no screens on the windows. But the guy that we rented it from was into some different activities, shall we say, in St. Thomas. And one of them was horse racing. And so we were the Texas boys, so they took us out to see the horses and meet the horses at the track one day. And, of course, it comes up, well, you know, y'all are Texas boys and no horses. You want to ride this racehorse. And we said, okay. And they said, this horse has had a little bit of – it was actually Vigo Wallace is our boss's horse in this case, I think. Anyway, John and James and I each – rode the horse, and each time he said, don't let the horse turn it loose on the back stretch. He's got a little bit of issue with the leg and don't want to do that. Well, we're in blue jeans and sandals on a racehorse, never been on a racing saddle in our lives. And on the back stretch, you can guess what happened. The horse just takes off going 100 miles an hour, and we all three did it. I can't believe that I did the third time after seeing them. All three barely hung on for dear life, and a lot of the island people had gathered to have a real good laugh at the Texas boys. I didn't get any photographs of that, but you can just imagine what it looked like. We've got open lines, by the way, at 1-866-444-3478. And one of the things that we have that's fairly new, too, if you haven't looked at it already, I've got a kind of a new introduction video on dirtdoctor.com. If you haven't checked that out yet, do it. I'm going to do a little gardening this afternoon. Golfing is out because it's going to be cold. And like we talked at the beginning of the show, we'll probably do a little bit of floating row cover on some of the plants that have some new tender growth. And we've got a lot of it in our garden. And I'm not going to be covering up everything, but the pansies, which are looking beautiful right now, will probably get covered up, and maybe some of the new roses, although we've got so many, I doubt that I'm going to cover it up. I transplanted some in addition and pruned a bunch of them back yesterday in addition to planting new roses. And roses are tough. I mean, like we were talking earlier in the show, even if it gets really, really cold, the cosmetic damage is primarily all you're going to get. It's not going to hurt the life of the plant, but it may foul up the first flurry of spring blooms on the roses. So if you do have time to protect them, go to the nursery, go to the garden center, and ask for floating row cover if you don't already have some. It's a lightweight spun cloth. It's a synthetic cloth. And you just put it over the plants, and it gives you a long – two things here. If you've been organic for a while, you're already going to have 4 to 5 degrees protection against freeze somewhere in that range. If you use floating row cover, in addition to that, you're going to get 4 to 5 more degrees protection. It's fascinating how this tiny weight, lightweight coat, lightweight fabric – protects plants as well as it does. It keeps the temperature, it works kind of like a little mini greenhouse, I suppose, even though it breathes, which is important because if you forget to take it off the next morning, it doesn't hurt anything. But it will protect you in a, you know, above 5 degrees. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of temperature help. If you have some plants in pots like I do, I have several ginkgo that we grew from seed, and one of them is a little ginkgo forest in a flat container. And I'll move those closer to our house that leaks all kind of heat because it's not insulated very well. We'll do some of that. And in some cases, I wish I had done it with one very unusual plant we had, and we let it freeze. I think it's still alive, but it's one I should have brought all the way in the house during one of the cold events that we had. So just use some common sense. Make sure that the beds aren't dry, if that's the case, or any pots are dry. Wet them. They don't need to be sopping wet. They just need to have moisture in the soil because that helps you with the freeze damage situation too. Big trees, ornamental trees, all my Japanese maples have big swelled buds on them. The buckeyes are already leafed out. Some of the other plants are already leafed. You can't cover the whole garden. A lot of it, you just have to kind of sit back and see what happens. And hopefully the worst thing that will happen to you is a little cosmetic damage. People are starting to line up here now. We'll talk to Eric real quick for this next break if we can. Hey, Eric.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Doing well. What's up?
Good. I just got a question on, got a garden in an area for about 8 years, and as it pertains to rotating your crops seasonally, I know you're not supposed to grow tomatoes and peppers in the same areas, but when you have that lack of space to truly rotate, what would be some good alternatives to deal with that? I had a garden last year that just didn't do well.
Well, a lot of people don't believe in rotating. Some Dr. Albrecht from Missouri was a big anti-rotating guy. He said the best way to mine the nutrients out of the soil was to do rotation. Ruth Stout, who wrote a bunch of books about being a lazy gardener, didn't believe in rotation. And I don't totally. Can you hold through this break and we'll talk about it in some detail?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your call, and we'll talk about rotation right after this. Howard Garrett with you.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. Ohiro's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. Ohiro's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. Ohiro's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. Ohiro difference.
Dr. Ohiro's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy Water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses Crazy Water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and the phone number is 866-444-3478. I was talking with Eric in Dallas about rotating crops. Eric, your question was more about the fact that you can't rotate, and is that a problem? Is that
right?
Is that where you come
really
from? Yeah, well, there's three people that, at least, a lot more than three, that are pretty negative about rotation. The first one was Dr. William Albrecht, who was a professor at the University of Missouri years ago. He's no longer alive, but he was one of the first people to talk about the relationship between soil health and human health, you know, and then, of course, the plants and everything in between. And he came up with information about how to balance the chemistry and the biology and the physics of the soil, and it led to, you know, other people getting into it. His work is still available, and you can get it from Acres USA. He was kicked out, basically, and it's interesting. It's not on Wikipedia about his demise at the University of Missouri. Right when he was in the thick of things, some large chemical company came and offered to give the University of Missouri a bunch of grant money, and part of that deal was that Albrecht had to retire, and it happened. So he didn't believe in it. He believed that it mined the nutrients, especially the trace minerals of the soil, worse than anything if you rotated crops, and he thought that, you know, if you balance the fertility – that it was fine to leave the crops in the same place. The second person was Ruth Stout, and she was an author who wrote in the 60s, early 60s, wonderful books. I recommend everybody out there get at least one of her books, and reading them all is something that would be good. But she came about believing that rotation was silly because she got to thinking about the perennials that she had in her garden. She looked at her asparagus plants, and she said, you know, I don't rotate you. And she looked at her other perennial kinds of things and scratched her head and said, well, why do I need to rotate annual plantings if I don't rotate the perennials? And so she got into leaving stuff in the same place and developed her theory, which was to use nothing but mulch and let the mulch break down into compost, which works fine after you have healthy soil. And the third person is me. Through the years, I've just intentionally planted in the same spot and tried to see if I ever developed root knot nematodes worse than normal or anything happened at all, and I've never seen any indication of it. So what I would recommend to you, Eric, is just be careful about building and keeping good soil health. The best preventative, or one of the best preventatives for root knot nematodes, which is one of the things people will tell you might develop if you don't rotate, is orange peelings. Keep all your citrus, lemons, limes, grapefruits, and oranges, but especially oranges. Throw them in a plastic bag, or if you're ready to do your bed preparation, just go ahead and grind them up before freezing them. But they're easier to grind if you put them in a plastic bag and freeze them first, and then grind the citrus rinds up into a pulp. Mix them into the turf as part of your bed preparation when you plant the plants. And it's a really good, it's a good basic ingredient for the soil for one thing, but it also helps with the root knot nematode situation, keeping it from happening.
Okay.
So I don't think you got a problem. It's just something you have to be conscious about. The things that do develop root knot nematode are the probably where you'd have the biggest issue, and just be careful with biological tools like the Bio-SI or the Garrett Juice Pro or something like that added to the compost, rock minerals, dry molasses, and cornmeal, and add that citrus to it, and you should be fine.
Okay, sounds good. Thank
good,
you.
Good luck. Okay. And that'll work for anybody. It's kind of a shotgun approach. Sandy in Joshua, Texas, is that right?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, Howard, I've been a follower of yours for years, and I have the privilege of managing a little nursery in Laredo right now.
Oh, good.
And I could ask you a million questions, but my main question right now is about container-grown trees.
Uh-huh.
Mess with the systems. You know, they're just tangled and gnarled and circling in the containers.
That's
when they're
a problem. Problem with all container trees. That's right.
Yes. So, is there a proper way to plant them? What should I tell people?
Yeah, and we've got some information on the website you can kind of follow up with. If you go to the library and look up tree planting, and we've got some videos on it. And I probably need that's probably one I need to do a new video on. That's a good thought. What you want to do when you sell trees that are container grown is give your customers a little information about it, that the circling and girdling roots that are in those containers, and sorry, but all containers are basically going to have that if they've been around for any length of time at all. When that root hits the container, it's going to circle. So tell them to take it out of the container, take the plant out of the container, put it over in a wash tub if it's small enough, put it in a wash tub or some big plastic bucket or something like that, and soak it for an hour or so till it comes completely hydrated, and then try to unwrap some of those roots. And when it's planted, try to spread the roots out instead of leaving them all wound around in a coil. That's the most important thing you can give them as advice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something else? Because if you did, I'm going to put you on hold so we can talk after this break.
Well,
just hang on. I'll be back with you in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number to be with us is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com, and the newsletter is free. Just send us your email address to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I just choked myself on my own tea, so it's a good thing to do when you're a talk show host. Excuse me. Let's get back. Maybe Sandy will talk while I'm getting unchoked. Sandy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, the other thing I wanted to tell you about the circling and girdling root situation on inventory stock for people that are in the business or for the customers who buy the plant and bring it home. Not only do you want to soak and totally hydrate those roots and try to unwind them as best you can, if there are any roots after you rake the loose soil and mulch off the surface that's up above the flare, which is generally the case, you're a lot of times going to see the worst circling and girdling up there above the flare. And what that means is that at some point in time, and it may be years down the road, but at some point in time, those girdling roots are going to be cutting into the trunk as it grows. So those particular ones that are up above the flare should be cut off completely, just like pruning off a limb out of the top of the tree.
Okay. Because, I had a customer bring a tree back that he had planted, and, mm-hmm. and it died.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this is a major tree company. And so I saved it. I saved the root, you know, whole tree for the rep to come back and look at it.
Right.
And the taproot was so big at the it was almost as big as the trunk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I said, what should I have told the customer to do in this situation? Because it was so obvious that, you know, the root system wasn't going anywhere but around. And I know about the circling and girdling and all that. And this is what the rep told me. He says, well, tell him to take a machete and cut the bottom about 2 inches deep, about three times around the root ball.
Well, I used to recommend the same thing when I wasn't very smart.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, that can't be right.
It does a lot of damage. And we used to say tear the sides, you know, and cut and all that. If you cut the bottom underneath side, that's not going to do a whole lot of damage. If you cut the sides where you're cutting those roots that are wrapping around and around, you do a lot of damage to the root system. The only thing that's good for the tree is to soak and hydrate and try to untangle them as much as you possibly can, and then hope as they grow, they can break away from that coil that's in the pot. But it's an industry problem. The people that are in the growing
yes.
business, that are growing in containers, have an extremely big problem. And a lot of times the trees don't, you know, crack and break and fall over until way down the road after they've grown a long time. And at that point, you know, the people that grew the trees and sold them, they say, it's not my fault now. It must have been something else.
Yeah, they're long gone. And, you know, you've wasted all your time and your effort to get a tree to grow. And it just really aggravates me.
Well, there is a solution. Rake the loose stuff off the top of the ball. See where that flare is. If it has a flare, some of these systems don't develop because they develop a real fibrous mass of roots. And they don't develop too much of a flare. That's another kind of a semi-serious issue, too.
Yes.
But just try to get those roots hydrated and spread out as much as you can in the soil off the flare plant high so the roots – so the trunk and the flare's part of the trunk is exposed to air. Most important thing you can do.
Yes. Okay, Howard.
Good luck. Keep me posted.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty.
All right.
And it's 866-444-3478. And I'm still choked up from my own tea. Sorry about that. Kay in Granbury's next up. Hi, Kay.
Hello. I'm digging up part of my backyard to put in a garden. And I want to know if I can use scraps from a fairly new cedar fence to make an edging there, and the beds are only going to be 4 feet wide, so the plants would be very close to that edging. Would that be a problem?
It wouldn't be a problem at all. I think cedar is a wonderful material to use as a mulch. If it's ground up, it's wonderful in the compost. It's got a lot of good attributes when it's used in various ways. When it's still in the log form, which I guess is what you're talking about to make the edging.
Well, this would be the little slats that they make fencing.
Okay. Well, that would be fine. It will rot, you know, even though it's cedar. It's just going to rot a little bit slower, but it's not going to hurt the roots in any way or be toxic in any way.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet. Love the smell of cedar, and the cedar in the garden, if you use a cedar mulch, for example, not only breaks down very efficiently and turns into compost and stimulates biological activity well, but it also, the fragrance also helps to repel certain insect pests. So it's a good thing all the way around. By the way, I was going to comment, I'll get back to the phones real quick here, but I was going to comment on mulch because some people may be new and have never heard this talking about mulch. The best mulches are ones that aren't used very much. The worst mulches are the ones that are used the most out there. So just a real quick primer on mulches. The ones that I do not recommend you use are pine bark. Pine bark is excellent on the pine tree at being antimicrobial and helping protect the tree and all that kind of thing. And all bark does to a degree, but pine bark really does it. It's got a lot of natural chemicals in it that are just not good for biological activity. That's great for protecting the tree trunk. It's terrible for using in soils and in potting soils and beds and in as a mulch. Plus, in fact, pine bark won't behave itself. It won't stay in place. It washes away, it blows away, and all that, and that's no good. The other one that I don't like is cypress, and it's probably the number two mulch there is out there, and I don't like cypress because it won't break down. A lot of people think that's a benefit. It's not a benefit. You want mulch to break down and become compost and build biological activity. Cypress also tends to fuse together worse than some of the other mulches, and I don't like it. It's an environmental problem from where, because of where it comes from and how it's harvested out of the wetlands and everything too, so don't buy it. The dyed mulches are absolutely horrible. They're made out of hard lumber, all carbon material. There's no protein, there's no nutrients, there's very little nutrient dyed mulches. I'm talking about these red and black things. They're ugly as sin anyway. Anybody that likes the look of that, you need to change your opinion. They're terrible looking. And the other thing is they're chemically dyed wood. It's not a good balanced material at all, good for mulch. The rubber mulch, even worse. That stuff is bad. There's all kinds of chemicals in rubber. It's just a necessary evil about it. And I know they have a problem getting rid of old tires and things like that, and this was an idea to do that, but it's not a good mulch. It's not good for the soil. It gets too hot. The chemicals aren't good for biological activity. The heat isn't good for biological activity. It's a bad product. The good mulches, what are they? Well, the best one is ground-up shredded material that grew on your own property. That's the best mulch by far. Partially composted makes it even better. Ground-up native tree trimmings, which you can get from the people that sell compost and mulches and everything, is the best one to buy. Ground-up shredded tree trimmings. And it can be cedar, it can be hardwood, softwood, all kinds of things. You need to have a confidence level that the company you're buying it from is not using pallets and hardwood, lumber and maybe treated stuff and all that. And it should be the trimmings of shrubs and trees where you'll have very little chance of there being contamination from pesticides and chemicals and things like that, other kinds of chemicals. The other good mulch is shredded cedar. 100% shredded cedar is just terrific. Compost is a great mulch, too. It's better mixed into the soil if it's completely finalized because it's looser and won't stay in place as well. The perfect situation, well-prepared beds like I recommend. Details are under guides on dirtdoctor.com. And then put a thin layer of good quality finished compost on the surface and then shredded tree trimmings mulch on top of that. Pine needles, by the way, if you can get them, and they're usually available, are good quality mulch. They stay in place, behave themselves, don't have the same chemistry issues that the pine bark has. The only negative about pine needles, and I've seen it happen in downtown Dallas, somebody throws a cigarette over in it. They won't catch on fire and flame, but they will smolder and burn. It all will burn up. And that's obviously a little dangerous. So anyway, if you got any more questions on mulches, give me a call. Tom in McKinney next up. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Howard. Hi. Since you're talking about mulches, I have two questions. I've got a vacant lot next to me that doesn't have any trees up front on it, but I end up getting it's really poor soil. I have no plans to grow anything in it, but I'd like to cover it with mulch, and I can get free native mulch from a tree trimming service that does perfect. A lot of work in my neighborhood.
Perfect. Best thing you can get. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to get them to bring me loads of that, and then I'm just going to spread it out to keep from, because I get a lot of sandburrs in that area, mm-hmm. and I just want to cover it up.
Oh, that'd be great. It'd be a perfect way to go, because it'll break down.
Yeah, and it looks nice, too.
Yeah, it'll break down and form compost better than any kind of mulch you can use. It works wonderful because, see, it has carbon and also protein in it, too, from all the buds and cambium layer and green tissue that came. You've got a nice balance in there. That's why it works so well.
Oh, cool. All right, and the original question was about our garden. We have a raised bed garden, and we filled it from the ground up with a good mixture based on your recommendations, and we have had pretty good growth of tomatoes and bell peppers last year, but this year we got beautiful plants and very little fruit, and we didn't know we were needing to do something different.
Probably kicking.
So maybe you had an idea.
Well, there's two things that are possible. One is they're a little hungry and need to be kicked up. The Garrett juice mixture, whether you make it yourself or get one of the commercial versions, I would recommend highly, and add some a little horse fertilizer with a little more horsepower, something like alfalfa meal or something that has some fish meal in it. And don't water and don't fertilize too much is the other side of the coin. If you're fertilizing so much and keeping it so moist that you're stimulating an overabundance of foliage, sometimes that can prevent good bud set. So let it breathe, let it pulse, let it get pretty dry in between waterings, and when you water, water real deeply.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Well, thank you, Howard.
Good luck. Appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I will be back for more right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. It's Susie's turn, Mansfield, Texas. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Hey, I've got a big red oak tree in the back, and it's huge. And a couple of years ago, I had a pest control come out, and I had trouble with ants. I didn't know they were carpenter ants, but he told me that that's what they were and that I would always have problems with it as long as I had that tree. And so he sprayed, and we didn't have any problems, but they're back again. And I was wondering if the molasses would help with that.
Well, there's a couple things here. First thing you need to do is get rid of that guy and get another pest control company to help you, because unless you just wanted to kill the carpenter ants, they weren't doing any damage at all. Carpenter ants are attacking and making their home in dead and decaying stuff. So the tree, you know, had an issue and had some dead in it, but it wasn't the ants doing it. The ants don't hurt the tree at all. So it'd be good to work with a pest control operator that understood that, I guess. You could kill them with very mild things. You don't have to use anything that's strong. Molasses would not kill them. I doubt if it even run them off. Maybe you're thinking about my comments about running fire ants off with dry molasses. Is that what you were thinking about?
Yes, I did look at your website and I did see that. But, you know, they keep coming into my home.
Okay. Well, the carpenter ants, I tell you, the best thing for carpenter ants is orange oil. For some reason, carpenter ants don't like orange fragrance one little bit. And not only will it kill them, if you mix orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water and spray it, whether they're on the tree or up on the porch or wherever they are, if they're in a wall cavity or whatever, an orange oil spraying, and there's a ready-to-use product on the market called, what is the name of it? I'm drawing a blank, but anyway, there's several ways you can do it. It will kill them that where it hits them, and then it also sets up a repellency that works very well. It keeps them away. But it doesn't hurt. The ants don't hurt your tree in any shape, form, or fashion. Is it a cottonwood tree by any chance? Did you mention that?
No, it's a red oak.
Oh, it's a red oak. Well,
there's no damage to my tree. It's a beautiful, huge tree. I have no damage whatsoever.
Well, why did he say the tree had anything to do with the ants then?
He said that the carpenter's ants are attracted to the tree.
Okay, like I said, let's find somebody else to work with. They're out there in the tree. They're not hurting anything at all. If they're coming in the house, the orange oil products are the way to go.
Okay, I have also one more question, please.
Sure.
I have St. Augustine grass, and in my front yard, when I moved here, it had a very little St. Augustine grass, and I've been trying to do the natural thing, and I put some lava sand out my whole yard last year.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I do to make that St. Augustine go?
How big is this red oak we're talking about?
It towers over my house, and I live in a two-story house.
Okay.
But the front yard doesn't have a tree, and so I don't have any problems with that there.
Well, generally, people ask me about problems with growing St. Augustine or trying to grow it in too much shade. If you have enough sun on the turf, meaning at least half a day of direct sunlight, St. Augustine grass will respond really well to any of the organic fertilizers. Lava sand helps quite a bit. Spraying the Garrett juice mixture helps quite a bit. Putting out one of the biological products like the Bio-SI as part of your spray program, stimulating the life in the soil, you know, a little bit more than normal, helps tremendously. If you happen to have some compaction in the area for whatever reason, you know, past storage of material or construction on the site or, you know, something like that, physical aeration, sticking holes in the ground, pulling plugs and doing it right now would be a really good thing to do, and then put out organic amendments. In this case, after you've punched holes in the ground, put out all the amendments we recommend for bed preparation, you will be doing what we call the sick tree treatment. That's what the sick tree treatment is, aeration, organic amendments, and then spraying everything with Garrett juice. And if you do all that, there's nothing that will help stimulate that turf to be great that you could do.
All righty. Thank you so
In the shade, it's a different matter. In the shade of your big red oak, you need to go with ground cover, you know, or mulch areas or something like that, because big trees are going to get the sunlight instead of the grass, and you're just not going to grow grass really lushly underneath big trees where they're in shade pretty much all day.
Yes, I'm already seeing that.
Okay.
But, you know, that doesn't bother me as much.
All right. We'll hope that helps.
Thank you, Dr. Garrett.
Thank you, Susie. Appreciate it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back for many of you for another hour. Those of you that listen to the live stream on dirtdoctor.com, you can get all 3 hours anywhere in the world, and we'd love for you to tune in. It's dirtdoctor.com. To get our free newsletter, send us an email and say you want it. Say, put me on the list to get the weekly free newsletter, and you can also fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's really a quicker way to get your name entered and get the one. The current one is just going out right now. So check it out and check out all the stuff on dirtdoctor.com. Become a member of the Organic Club of America, and you can find out how you can get a free copy of my book, The Organic Manual. Enjoy being with you. Talk to you in a bit.